everybody. Welcome to episode 77 of the Game Over Nation podcast. I am your host this week, Ryan De La Rosa, and with
you're
me
not
is,
Ron.
Ron De La Rosa. Ron De La Rosa.
Ronald.
And with me is Gabe Philbin.
Hello.
And Dilanosaurus Roush.
Yes. Hi.
Yes, he's here.
Let me say, Prototype has been asking why I don't say pop pop anymore. And
why don't you, Gabriel?
Why don't you?
Pop pop is dead.
Oh, since now that you've seen the new season,
now that I've seen what I can never unsee, which is
pop pop has died.
Community season 4.
I'm here
to announce that Community actually only lasted 3 seasons, and it was a nice run. They tried really hard. And go get them next time, kids.
Man, Dave.
Also, real
you
quick,
sound
just
really
because
hurt about it.
This is the first podcast we've recorded since this happened. I have to put someone on someone that I asked to be on this podcast a while ago. One T. Michael Murdoch of the Slightly Burned Pants podcast. I asked him to be on this podcast. I don't know, probably a year ago, and he like broke his back. Cause I don't know. I guess he has weak bones.
Who do you think he is, Batman?
Yeah, no shit. So this motherfucker does that, and then so he's like, I gotta go to the doctor. But he keeps doing his podcast, but he can't do our podcast. And then last week I find out, and he knew I was gonna get pissed off because he said it on his podcast. he goes on some other fucking podcast. I haven't heard from Michael Murdoch. Hey buddy, what the fuck? Yeah, I'm calling you out. So, I don't know, hit me up or something, whatever.
I don't know who he is, so I'm sure you're a nice person, and I'm sorry you injured your back.
He's the worst.
Please get me TF2 hats.
I don't know if he has that.
Am I allowed to be a dick?
Huh?
Fuck. Shit. That's all I have to say.
All right.
That is all.
Anyway, now that I got that out of the way.
Ass!
What's going on this week? Gabe, what are we talking about? We're talking about the PS4 this week,
That shit don't exist. It would be hilarious because everyone's just assuming
about.
That's what it is. Like, everyone's writing stories about PS4 being announced next week. And
Sony's going to announce that we're like, oh, we have failed so badly. Let's get the fuck out of here. Jesus.
We're just shutting it down. Shut it down, guys.
Calling it quits, guys. Just buy stock in PlayStation now because it's all going to be retro in 10, 15 years. But Sony has a conference event, I guess, on February 20th, so next week, Wednesday. Next week, Wednesday, and they are predicted to announce their next console, which might be named the PS4, might not be, who knows. And, like, rumors and specs have just been, like, leaking out weirdly, like, stuff that clashes with each other, so I can't really keep up with it. Last stuff I heard was they might be getting rid of the DualShock controller, and
yeah, I've heard they want to redesign their controller, which I think
you remember the last time they got rid of the DualShock?
Boomerang.
Yeah, and everyone hated.
Or were you thinking Move?
Well,
no,
because the Boomerang was stupid.
I was thinking
like,
six axis.
It's not that they got rid of the. It's not the fact that they got rid of the DualShock. That everyone was pissed off. It's that they made a fucking boomerang. That's what
I just.
Was
no,
off
I just
with.
Meant the six axis and how fucking stupid that shit was.
Oh well, yeah, it was still the same controller though. It just
it had
just
no rumble.
Vibrant. Yeah, that's true.
Deal breaker, boy. And also the only other one I can really keep track of is that it has like crazy high-end components that will like rival high-end gaming PCs, which I find a little hard to believe because you'd think Sony would have learned that $599
is
isn't
a
great starting price.
You know,
yeah, not really where you want to start your consoles.
No.
Especially if the Steam Box coming out and that being a PC for under, I think it was around 1,000.
Has the official Steam Box even been like?
No, they
revealed, it's just been like, this might be the Steam Box.
No, it has been. They revealed it at CES.
No, they didn't. They revealed a lot of things that would kind of qualify, but there's no, like, Steam.
There's no Valve-approved Steam box.
They're all third-party
things. There was, because it was a small microcomputer about the size of a grapefruit. And the way they achieved it was the motherboard was segmented.
But that wasn't Valve-branded.
Oh, yeah, it's never going to be Valve-branded.
Nothing was. These are just specs for something that could work in that capacity.
This one I'm talking about is coming out specifically to play Steam, though. It's done with Valve's blessings, but it's not Valve doing the hardware. Right. And I believe it was going to be a Linux-based one. But yeah, anyways. Gotcha. Considering, no one wants to pay $600 for a fucking new console.
Yeah, well, like,
remember how Sony badly also... you fucked up the launch last time, Sony? You want to do it again?
Yeah, well, the first thing
they do.
The first thing I thought of when I heard about like the PS4 probably being announced is like everyone's getting all excited. And I was just thinking, well, do you remember last time Sony announced a console?
Oh, pretty bad. No! Don't you do it, Gabe.
Like,
it's
just
race.
Awful. Wait, you don't know about Ridge Racer?
Huh?
You said what about Ridge Racer? That's the E3 2006 like tagline, other than $599.
I didn't get a PS3 when it came out, so I probably didn't pay a lot of attention. That's probably why I didn't get it, because it was $599.
Let's just say, from like 2006 to 2009 or so, Sony had some really bad E3 performances.
It's just awful. Oh my god. And then 2009 was like fucking amazing.
So was it like $599, and then they were trying to get everyone above that. Like, come on, guys, $599,
yeah,
right?
And then Kaz was on stage announcing all these games, and he was like, Ridge Racer! Everyone remembers that. And no one was like cheering.
Yeah, he was just like, Ridge Racer! Ridge Racer! Come on, everybody.
Did you guys hear me?
Crickets.
I said Ridge Racer.
Crickets.
No, seriously, guys. I said Ridge Racer? Come on.
Do you not hear what I'm saying to you?
Fuck you guys.
But something that I like to think about now is Sony bought Gaikai, like,
the cloud
back
service?
At E3. Yeah, the cloud service. And, like, they could be doing something with that. That could be something, like, that they try to, like, work backwards compatibility with. They could try to, like, get rid of used game sales with that. Be more online-centric.
Oh, which, joy.
You definitely
don't
want to.
Let's practice more anti-consumerist.
That. Yeah, that's a bad idea. Like, I saw how it worked for OnLive. OnLive's gone.
People really like it when you're anti-consumerism.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole used games thing, it's just like, big deal. Like, you know,
though,
sucks.
Then again, people are going to eat this shit up. I think this is the only industry that really laps up that whole anti-consumer policies from all the companies.
Yeah.
Hey, let's be as hostile to our fan base as
fuck
possible.
Fuck my ass, everyone.
And they will love it.
Ream me. Ream my wallet. I will love you for it.
Yeah. Yeah, if they're going to do, I don't know, if they're going to try and push out used games, they're going to have to start
really
using that Steam price model.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or after a month, you can get it for half price.
Well, something one of our listeners brought up was he wants to see, Jason Patrick says he wants to see them license Steam, or if that's possible,
you know,
or whatever.
I
some way
he's...
to get Steam integrated with the PS3,
well, yeah,
to get PC-like.
Well, we already had that. Remember Portal? What the fuck happened to
that?
Yeah,
but to see it expanded would be cool.
Javi and I talked about this a little bit ago. Do you remember what happened exactly after Portal 2 launched?
I do. We
PSN went down for 2 months or however. How long was it?
It was over a month.
It was over a month.
It was over a month, and Sony lied about it for the first week. And that's the end of Sony and Valve. Like, that's the only explanation I can think of, because there's no way Valve just goes in there, does this little tiny thing with saves, and just calls it quits.
See, that's not... I was like, Valve and Sony had to have had something up their sleeves, and then Gabe was just like, no. No.
It's like, you guys are assholes. But, I'd love to see more digital sales like Steam. Like, that'd be cool if they actually start integrating that into consoles. But, I don't know. So, like, you can never trust Sony with anything.
Because they're going to fuck it up. Who fucks up worse than Sony? Consistently. No one.
I don't know. Nintendo is on a pretty solid track. There were for a bit. I guess they're kind of coming out of it now.
Sort of. All the at that DICE summit, that didn't bode well for Nintendo.
But with Sony right now, like, they're sitting on a lot. Like, there's a lot that could happen. There's Final Fantasy Versus 13, which could be Final Fantasy 15. There's whatever the fuck they're gonna try to do with the Move next, which
Wonderful stop too.
There's like. Sucker Punch hasn't done anything for a while. There's the other team at Naughty Dog. There is, you know, maybe Valve and Sony are working on something. I don't know.
Valve's
probably
done
not.
With
there's
them.
Gaikai. There's there's Last Guardian, if that exists. I don't. There's like a lot, and then I think about how much there is, and I'm just like, wow, Sony could fuck this up so easily.
You mean they will fuck this up?
It's like when people, when I hear that it's gonna have like crazy specs, that makes me think it's gonna be like more than $400, which I think is dumb.
I think
like,
it will. You can't. In fact, I guarantee it. It's gonna be
costing more than $400 than $399 US dollars.
It's gonna be an expensive console.
Yeah.
It's like maybe they're thinking, hey, we get this out before Microsoft gets their new thing out, we can set it to whatever price we want.
No.
Because then they're going to realize how
really
wrong that
can't.
Is.
Considering I just bought a pretty fucking high-end gaming PC for under $1,000, you can't release a console that's going to be behind what my PC is now for $500 or $400. You just can't. That is silly. That is fucking silly.
My dream is that it's less than $400. Is that it's backwards compatible with everything.
It won't.
But,
there won't be any backwards but like, compatibility.
But if you think about, they still have a lot of, like, not a lot, but a lot of, like, first-party games.
Yeah, but they
that
but
are coming
like,
out
shown
for PS3.
They don't care about backwards compatibility.
Yeah, but I'm saying if they want, like, they have these first party games that are coming out at the end of this year, like Beyond Two Souls, if that even has a release date yet. I'm pretty sure that's PS3.
I always
if they
think that's Dark Souls 2, and I get really excited when I hear it, and I'm like, oh wait, never mind.
It's like that game's coming out at the end of the year. Like, there's actually that might be the only one I can think of right now. But either way, you think about like them releasing more games on the PS3 that are for the PS3 and not for their next console. Like, I'd like to see them like be able to like upscale those games from PS3 to the PS4. So like you put in a PS3 disc and it essentially just cranks up the specs or like the graphic detail. Will that happen? Absolutely not. But like that's my dream. So just like. They just, like, tweak the settings like you would in a fucking PC game. Like, if they can get that, then that would be easy an easy way for people to buy fucking PS4.
Like, I dream
just,
that
like,
we
make
move
Uncharted
away from
3
discs.
Look like Uncharted 4. Yeah, I want
cartridges.
Digital shit. Cartridges? Okay, that's... okay.
Well, considering solid-state drives, that kind of thing, yeah. Cartridges
well,
is a very viable format still.
Yeah, they're way more... well, they're more viable now than they were when they died out.
Yeah.
Because now you can do so many things on them. They hold so much space.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Well I mean, let me bring up an M-SATA drive. They're faster than solid-state drives sometimes. And they're about the size of your thumb. They're still the same. I have one at work that I've been using. It's 128 gigs, and it's the size of my thumb.
Yeah.
And it boots faster than a solid-state drive.
Yeah.
Considering
yeah,
we have memory that fucking small and condensed, cartridges are very viable still.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're...
The things they put on, like, 3DS and Vita, like, those are cartridges. They're basically SD cards.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah.
I'd much rather just straight to the hard drive. Like,
does...
I want to be able to do everything digitally with this next console.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't want to. I'm sure. I don't want to deal with all these discs.
Considering how much, well, let's not talk about the PSN store. Considering how shitty that is right now.
Yeah, they need to change that too. Holy God!
Almost every new release has been released digitally alongside the whatever disc release. Yeah. So yeah, that's almost a given. If they don't do that, they're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, how big are the what kind of storage are we gonna get? Is it gonna be proprietary, or is it gonna be like the PS3 where I can just shove a laptop hard drive in it?
Yeah, like there's a lot of speculation that can happen. So let's just say, what do you want from the conference, Ryan? You first.
I don't know, man. Like, I'm not a big Sony.
What games? Guy. What games?
I don't blame you, Ryan. Oh.
I don't know. Would you think they would want to do something with, like, Little Big Planet? Have that on the forefront? Because it seems like they're able to turn around those games pretty quickly, like, with how they did the Vita version. They did the first one, then the Vita version, then they did the, you know, Little Big Planet 2. And did that had cross-platform, didn't it?
Little Big Planet 2, I think there is like cross Vita DLC.
Something like that, yeah.
And Media Molecule, after showing their Vita game Tearaway, they were like, yeah, that's not the only game we're working on.
Yeah.
But then there's Media Molecule, they could be working on Little Big Planet 3. I thought I read somewhere that it was being worked on by some other studio. I'm trying to see if I can find that. But then there's, like, Guerrilla, who has another team working on God knows what, so that could be another Killzone game. Insomniac has a couple teams. Maybe we'll get a good Ratchet & Clank game?
I hope so.
I'm wondering how they balance out, like, showing games at this conference and at E3. I wonder if they just, like, blow their load now and then kind of, like, just show us again, or like maybe a little bit more of the same stuff at E3, or if they kind of do what Nintendo did a couple weeks back and say like, yeah, we're working on this, you'll see it then, have fun. Like, but for me, like, I want to see what Sucker Punch is doing. Like, I don't care if it's just a teaser or a full trailer, I just want to know that it exists. I want to see like what Naughty Dog has. I'd like to see if they have redesigned the controller. I want to see it not
that
suck.
Actually, yeah, that is something I do want to see. I would. That is something I could actually be kind of excited about, is if they do redesign the controller and see what it looks like.
And if they do, I still think they should like allow the DualShock to work with it. Like, why not? I mean, who was it? Someone on Twitter said that they want to see like a backwards compatibility DualShock compatibility. Yeah. Ray Azario said that, and he's like, if Nintendo can do it with the Wiimote, why can't Sony? And yeah, that makes sense. Like, you have controllers that work well, you know, if you just have a different, if you don't like them, you can go and get this new guy, but you can still use all the controllers you've bought, and they don't just become fucking paperweights.
So long as they don't change up. Well, I guess controllers kind of have all the buttons they're going to... Because that's a problem. Like, if you start adding new buttons and new functionality, then backwards compatibility becomes a problem.
Like, you look at like, a controller, where else are they going to comfortably put buttons on that thing?
Oh, man, all the touchpads on the back, dog. You know
that's
coming.
Oh, yeah, because that's my favorite part of the Vita.
My favorite part of the Vita is when I accidentally do some shit because I was holding it the way that felt comfortable, but it actually just makes things move around because it's a touchpad. God damn it, I hate that.
We could also see, like, Vita compatibility. That'd be neat. I want to see a reason to have this thing now instead of just blind hope, which I keep trying to give
myself.
We still have plenty of that. Yeah, trying to give myself and Prototype that hope for something.
Where are the Vita games?
Yeah, where them games at? Dylan, what did you like to see most?
You know, I haven't really thought about this much, but considering how many my PlayStation dying on me. I'd like to see some maybe higher quality.
Yeah, hardware dependability is going to be big this time around, especially.
Yeah.
I mean, more so for Microsoft, but man, they have got to get that right on both.
Yeah,
ends.
Yeah, exactly. Since Microsoft was plagued with red rings at the beginning of the fucking cycle, Sony was plagued with the yellow light, and in my case, the fact that I had to run a reflow process on my fucking motherboard on it 3 different times is bullshit.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds scary.
You had to heat up the solder points up to 500 degrees again so they would remelt. And, yeah. Basically, I saw that the video chip had popped off and then heated it up with the heat gun, remelted it, worked again. After the third or fourth time, it didn't work again.
I had to have Antho do the same thing to mine.
Sadly, the only other motherboard that I can think of that you do that with is an HP laptop. And those are the things that you see people put in the ovens to remelt the solder points. Jesus. Yeah, fun times. But also the hard drive. I kind of want to see maybe, like I said, maybe an M.SATA hard drive or a solid state. Because my PlayStation runs kind of slow. I don't know.
As time's going on, the consoles are getting bigger and bigger, like, stock hard drives. Like, when PS3 launched, it was, like, what, like 20 and then 60? But now, isn't like, the standard 500?
That's what I got was a 500 gigabyte one.
Yeah. If it's not standard, it's, like, available, or it's, like, one of the package deals, so...
Yeah,
hopefully
I think
we can
mine
see
has a 250
like
in it. My Xbox has a 250, and my... Yeah. I still have a 60 gig PS3.
Oh, God,
survive. If you want, like, an SSD from this console, that'd be, like, kind of scary.
Oh, yeah, the price is going to rise.
Just price-wise.
That's why I'm kind of hoping maybe being able to, like, throw our own hard drives in and not make it proprietary.
Dual hard drive setup.
Yeah, I think that's okay. You brought up another good point. Like, I think that is definitely something we need to see more of, is the ability to hook in the shit we want, like, storage-wise. Like, our own storage media. It seems like a pipe dream, because they want to keep everything so standardized, but... I mean, I guess with the PS3, you could do it.
Yeah, you can run
an
external off a PS3.
Yeah.
I believe, like, if you're a trophy whore, it disables, and you have a save on the external, it disables your, I think, trophies for you.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Well, see, I wouldn't even, I don't know, I would like to see cheaper storage options, because Microsoft gouges you on that shit. Like, that 120 gigabyte hard drive was like $150 forever. It's like, motherfucker, for that same price, I could go buy a terabyte. Like, just a normal external hard drive. Like, motherfucker. I don't understand why the prices are so jacked up with their proprietary hard drives. And the same thing, the Vita did the same thing with their memory cards. Like, good lord.
Yeah, them companies love their money. Ain't gonna change that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's all speculation. And I have a feeling... they're gonna try and cap, like, I saw all those, like, what are they, concepts of the PS4 controller where it has, like, the Vita thing.
Yeah, like the screen in the middle.
Yeah, and that's cool and all. Honestly, what I'm craving more than anything else for my video games is back to basics. I really don't care about connecting to Facebook, Netflix, social media, whatever.
People...
I just want back to the good old a console, a game, maybe some multiplayer. Like online multiplayer. Yeah, that's cool. Whatever. Bare bones. Stop trying to make it an all fucking purpose media center. That's what I have my computer for. I don't need that for my video game console. Because all that's going to do is drive up the price and have a bunch of extra shit on it.
No, yeah. Dylan, you need it.
No, I don't! I don't like social media!
I doubt this will happen, but I'd like to see developers and publishers stop trying to think about new ways to play games and just focusing on making them good games. Changing the subject, though, because who cares? McAnus says something that I completely forgot even existed, which is cross-game chat.
Oh, man. It's because we're too used to
using
Skype.
I haven't had a microphone plugged into my PS3 for maybe, like, 2 years now, so... See, I completely forgot about that, but, I mean, I can't see how
Skype
they don't do it.
Which is kind of cool because, you know, like, Microsoft has now switched all their messenger services to Skype.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess you probably won't see that on the PS3.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, seriously... We don't notice the cross-game chat anymore because we're always on Skype now because we had to rely on Skype.
Let's see. What else? Justin Dodd says he wants a better OS and it to be easier to add and join games with friends.
You know, I wouldn't mind if they tried Linux.
Linux used to be able to work on the PS3.
Yeah, and we know what happened with that. Remember that legal fucking,
I have no problem with the OS on the PS3. I like the, what is it, XMB? It's simple. I hate
the PSN.
The new PlayStation.
Oh my god.
Hey, you know what runs somewhat quickly and is easy to find shit in? Let's change both of those.
Yeah, what the hell? Not only did they completely switch it up and they made it worse. They made it worse.
Yeah.
You don't completely change it for the worst.
Speaking of change, worse things, how about better internet connectivity? Because, goddamn, the PS3, it doesn't matter how close it is to my router, how many things it's wired into, this thing downloads like crap.
Yeah, they've had some issues with that. Well, I don't know, I think they need to revamp their online community, period.
Mm-hmm.
Like how it connects, because I do think that Xbox is way ahead of them in that.
Yeah. Let's see. Ryan Jones actually says he'd like to see a new model for the PlayStation Vita. It's like a slimmer.
No. How many versions of the PSP did we see?
Yeah, I think the Vita's like fine. As it is, you know, the rear touchpads kind of suck, but
every year,
other than that,
Sony's big announcement, oh, new PSP version, please buy it.
Price drop and, like, combo pack on the PS4
No, what
Vita?
They need is games for it. Games.
Don't worry about those. Those will come.
Yeah, they'll find those.
They're there.
Don't worry.
There's nothing. In fact, the design is not a problem. I actually like the design.
Yeah, it's actually a really fucking
no
slick
one
piece
is
of hardware.
Making anything for it. You're not advertising it. You are doing nothing with it. Sony dropping the ball again.
I just, like, I want to see them be something again. I don't want to hear about a Sony conference and be scared. I want to be able to, like, be excited.
Gabe,
and not just terrified.
That Vita redesign?
I'd also like to see Sony advertise for some of their things, because that'd be neat.
Remember what, did you know Sly Cooper came out?
I didn't.
No one else did either. Thanks, Sony.
So pathetic. But what's the... Is there... Do you
yes,
guys think there's, like, a
you
one...
You asked, what do we want to see in the PS4? I want to see some fucking advertising from Sony.
I want to know when things are happening.
I want to know when their big franchises are actually releasing. Because maybe they made a commercial or something.
So what's... Do you guys think there's, like, one thing that could happen at this event that would make you hop on board for a PS4?
You know, at this point, not really. I think I talked... I think I kind of mentioned this. I'm kind of done with most video games. I'm happy with my PC. I have a controller for my PC. So, things like Sleeping Dogs, great on PC. I can deal with that. I think I'm just going to stick with my PC and probably a Wii U. Other two, they're going to have to really fucking impress me to get me to even buy into the next generation, because I've kind of had it. I've had it up to here with this entire industry. It's dead to me at this point.
I'll probably end up with one, but I don't know what would make
you
me
rich
super
motherfucker
excited about it. Well, we have this fucking website to run, Gabe, where these kinds of things need to be purchased.
Yeah, thank God you guys aren't relying on me. I hate video games now.
I don't even like video games. My mom just promised me tacos. Honey boo boo, everybody. Honey boo boo.
Oh, that's great.
I think, like, the one thing for me is just online in general. Just seeing how Gaikai, if it even is working with the PlayStation brand, like, how that is integrated. I want them to say, yeah, PS3's internet sucked, but here's why PS4's internet's going to be good. I want them to say that. And just essentially show that they're going to have, like, Steam-esque digital downloads and sales and that sort of, like, price model. Because, goddamn, it works for Steam for a reason. Because it's smart. No one's going to buy Aliens Colonial Marines. People are going to wait for that to be $5 on Steam.
3 out of 10.
And we're back. So, other than Sony, there's also Microsoft to think about. And Justin Doss asks, do you think the new Xbox or new Microsoft console will be announced at GDC? I have no idea
when it'll be announced.
I kind of hope it doesn't come out at the end of this year. Because, fuck, there's only so much money in the world.
What, are you going to buy it?
Especially for me.
Are you planning on buying
and,
it, Gabe?
I mean, if it's good.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. I bought a Wii and the Wii sucked, so.
That's true. He did that.
The Wii does have Skyward Sword, though. Your game of year. Last year.
Yeah, well, I didn't play Saints Row the Third, so.
He hadn't played that yet.
I hadn't
Fuck
played
you.
That yet.
Yeah, I don't know. You would think, when... Were we asking when GDC was? Is that what we were
No,
trying to
he was...
Out?
It's in March.
Okay. I mean, maybe they'll wait till E3. They gotta announce it soon, though.
Yeah.
Do they have any games... So... Do they have any games, really, this year?
New Gears of War.
They're making another one, really? I thought they ended that series.
Yeah, Judgment.
Huh.
It's a prequel.
I didn't even fucking know about that game. Damn.
Yeah. I don't know what other big... I don't think they have any other big exclusives.
I mean, they'll probably reveal Halo 5 at E3.
Halo 5.
You gotta figure that'll be on the next console.
That's gonna be a launch title, boy.
I don't know. If some of the timelines that people are throwing out for that console coming out are accurate, then they don't have time to make a next-gen Halo game in time for launch.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like speculating that much, to be honest.
It's
like this entire episode talking about what could be the PS4. I'm like,
this is episode 77. We were so wrong. Well, anyway, so I guess is that it?
That would be everything.
Is someone at the door?
No, I'm not answering.
Is someone there? Okay, I'll get. Hey, look!
Don't open the door. There's snow everywhere.
Oh god, all the snow! Oh shit.
Now she has
well,
to clean
least,
up the fucking
least,
snow.
At least we have someone to clean up for us. Alright, so anyway, if you want to find us, you know, other places than right here where you're listening right now, you can check us out at GameOverNation.com. YouTube, we've been blowing up on YouTube. It's YouTube.com/GameZeroVernation. Facebook.com/GameOverNation. On Twitter, we are at GameOverNation. And then you can find us individually. I am at Airstrike Rhino. Gabe is at Rabid Wombat 9. Javi, who was not with us today, God rest his soul.
is at JaviG0N. And Dylan, what is the Twitter handle of the week? It's at Dilophosaurus. All right.
Please send your condolences to Javi. He's dead.
Yeah, he died. Sorry.
he still has my copy of Enslaved, that bastard.
Motherfucker. Well, we haven't heard the Will reading yet, so maybe you got it back.
I don't want it back. It sucked.
Hey, fuck you. I like that game.
But anyway, Ryan, take us out of here. All right. Well, we hope you enjoyed episode 77 of
Are we
the
really
going
to end
podcast.
It with you talking to yourself?
Yeah,
like that?
Why not?
Yeah, because usually I would tell Javi to do it, but he's not here, so go to hell.
Oh, I'll do it.
Okay, Dylan, take us out of here.
Well, what do you normally say? I don't pay attention at the end.